It is Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder, and we have a special guest in the studio. You can hear her on, I don't even remember which night. Is it?
I don't either.
Is it Monday night?
And what channel is it on also?
It's 720. It's the same station right now.
AM 720?
Yeah, if you keep it right here after your show about 7 more hours, you'll hear my show.
Oh.
And on which night
but
of the week?
But not tonight.
Oh, see, that's what's confusing. She is, of course, Andrea Darlis. We've missed you.
I miss you guys, too. I miss the Passover and seeing you guys every day.
All the Jewish holidays, not just Passover.
I know. Yom Kippur.
Yeah, all of them. You name it.
But I listen to you guys, and I'm following all of your various adventures, and your dog, I know, enjoyed his first winter.
Oh, Kona, he's so cute.
Aww.
Now, Andrea, we used to hear her with the Steve Cochran Show in the morning, and then you moved to nights, and now you've got your own little thing going, and it's... Which night of the week?
So it's supposed to be Monday night from 7 to 8.
Yes.
It's called The Reporters, Andre and the Reporters. And I'll tell you what we do on the show. And then, but if there's a sport, if there's a sports event, like a Blackhawks game, a Northwestern game, then we're going to be on Tuesday.
Oh, all right.
It's either Monday or Tuesday, depending on the sports schedule. From 7 to 8 of The Reporters, and then 8 to 10, it's just Andrea Chicago. And we feature just very Chicago-centric guests,
right,
and theater events, and things that are happening all around the city.
I've been hearing the show and enjoying the show.
Yes.
Whose idea was it? Was it your idea or somebody else's idea?
I wish I could take complete credit for the idea. I've been talking with our boss, Todd Manley, for for many years about just having kind of a news magazine type show. And he came up, he said, do you remember, he said, back in the day, and I don't even know if it was on GN, there was a show called...
The Sports Writers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what
and a bunch of guys that would sit around with the cigars.
Ben Bentley, Bill Joust.
Yeah, yeah. So we're not men and we don't smoke cigars, but we do talk about the day's events, and every week is a different panel of reporters from the city.
I love it.
And we are just having so much fun. And what I like most about it, we'll start off talking a little bit about the day's events and, you know, the mayor's race and J.B. Pritzker's the new governor. We'll talk a little bit about that. But then what I found is people really want to hear the backstories of reporters. We had Marianne Ahern on last night, Ann Cavanaugh, and they were telling... It's the stories off the air that we have, and Shia Kappas from Politico was our panel last night. But we talk off the air, and then I'll say, hold up, let's tell those stories on the air. And people really seem to enjoy kind of the backstories and the stories that we tell. Ann Cavanaugh became a reporter. She had a very funny backstory because it was either her uncle or her grandfather was a reporter back in the day, a city hall reporter. And that's back when they would climb into, they found a shaft by the elevator that they could climb into and hear the closed door session meeting.
They'd eavesdrop.
Really?
They would eavesdrop, yeah.
Wow.
So he was up there in the vents. And I said, I said, disclaimer, we don't do that anymore, most of us. But so stories like that. And then we had Stacey St. Clair on the week before. And, you know, we read Stacey's stories. She's a friend of the station. She's great. She and Jody Cohen have partnered up in many ways to write a lot of these stories, which I think are Pulitzer Prize worthy of. They're great stories. And Stacey said that she became a reporter because her grandfather was the head photographer for the Associated Press and actually snapped the photograph of JFK Jr. saluting the grave.
Oh, it's one of the most iconic pictures in U.S. history.
That's her grandpa's picture.
Wow.
And they have the photo framed
so cool
at the house.
Wow. Would you agree with me that being a reporter, a news reporter, is a romantic profession? And I don't mean romantic like, oh, I'm in love. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there's an air of mystery to it. You know what I mean?
Oh, there is.
It's a lot of work, too.
It is a lot of work. And that's what I kind of like discussing, because, you know, now everything is your phone and social media. We can get information like that. But back in the day, you know, when I started in Marianne and Bertrand too, you know, we would hit the streets. We would come into the newsroom, you'd get an assignment, sometimes one, two, sometimes three, depending on the day, and you'd go out, you'd hit the street, and you'd make contacts, and you'd just start talking to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a romanticism to that. It's very direct. It's very one-on-one, which I like, and I miss some days that we're not out there every single day.
Sure.
Anymore, just because the technology is what it is today.
Yeah.
And it's different every day. And that's what I found the pattern with our panel.
Yeah.
They say that too, that it's different every day.
So that keeps it exciting.
It keeps it exciting. You know, you never know. When I work at the TV station, I never know if it's going to be, unless it's a weekend break, which I know will be fun and featurey, but during the week, you never know if it's going to be a crime story,
right,
or a city hall story, a political story, a religious story.
Yeah.
It just depends on whatever happens on any given
day. Who's the best that's ever been in this city, do you think? Who's like the absolute best?
I've always been a huge Carol Marine fan.
I was just going to say Carol Marine.
Yeah, I just think she wasn't right when
that 9/11 with the firemen
who
saved her. I mean, she just paints a picture.
She does.
Yeah.
She is.
John Drummond, maybe?
Oh,
would you give him
Bulldog?
A point or two?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He would tell the great crime stories.
Yeah.
He would hit the streets early on. And I've seen a lot of the younger reporters now coming up, following in a lot of these footsteps. I love, you know, Jeremy Gorner, crime reporter as well. He does a great job. And then the reporters at, like, Tamon Bradley is a great reporter at Channel 9.
Yes.
He's really jumped into the political fray. So I see the younger generation now coming and kind of following in the footsteps. But yeah, I think Carol is one
good.
Of the best in the business. Marianne.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, we as viewers sometimes say after a major story, whether it be a crime, a shooting, you talk to the victim's family they always say, I never, ever would have thought that they would have done it. There's got to be some kind of way to do it gently.
Right.
And will you talk about that sometime? Because, a victim's family member or someone who's just been shot, a lot of times in the old days, they'd just throw a microphone in front of the face of that person. How do you feel? Well, duh, I'm completely upset and can't even imagine what's going on.
And that's a great point, too, Wendy. My mom always said, when I said I wanted to be a reporter, she said, don't ever be the person who stands there and someone has just lost a loved one and says, hey, how do you feel?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know,
because we know how they feel.
Yeah, it's a really fine line. So what I've always tried to do is, because we are thrown into that situation. In fact, I covered a story, and there was a 5-year-old child who was killed in a fire, and we had to go to Comer Children's Hospital and talk to family members and trying to get a picture, a literal picture of the little boy who was killed. And I saw the grandmother, and I went over to her, and I put the microphone down, and I went over. And I've just always tried to approach stories this way, because you know you have to talk to the family.
Right.
It's part of your job. But you don't want to be that person who is going to make them break down and cry. So I went over, and I said, and I really meant this. You don't have to talk to us. I understand what you're going through. We're so sorry for your loss. Can you just tell me, things that he liked to do?
Yeah.
And then, she said, oh, he liked to play soccer, and he was excited because it was going to be school picture day coming up. So it was things like that. And then I said again, please don't feel like you have to talk. I think you just need to identify with people on a human level.
Right.
First. Absolutely. The story is important, but identifying with someone on a human level is more important.
So important.
And then as I walked away, she came over. She said, I'm ready. I can talk. And I said, are you sure? Do you want to talk?
Oh, nice.
And then at that point, the other reporters, we kind of have this gentleman's or gentlewoman's agreement. We say, can we stand next to you? We'll ask you one quick question, and then that's it.
Yeah.
So I think there's a kind, gentle approach to doing that. And I always said, if someone doesn't want to talk, they don't want to talk.
Right.
You don't force somebody or make somebody.
No.
All right, now when you say who's our favorite reporter, I'm putting Andrea Darlos on top because of that.
Yes.
That's human.
It is human. You have to have that human nature.
We miss seeing you on a daily basis, but we're both so proud of you. Getting this opportunity is a big one for you. It's Andrea Darlos and the Reporters, Monday nights at 7 here on WGN. If there's a game, they switch it over to Tuesdays. It's easy.
Absolutely.
Great to see you.
Good to see you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
thanks for listening. Love you guys.